It is day three of the Virginia Film Festival, and it is my great pleasure to be sitting across with two genuine stars and longtime friends of the film festival. That's Tim and Daphne Reed. You've been coming here for years.
For years.
You're locals, Tim. You grew up in Norfolk, as I recall.
Norfolk, Virginia.
And
I lived in Charlottesville.
Then you lived in Charlottesville. I remember you brought Once Upon a Time When We Were Colored. That was 2 or 3 years ago.
It was discovered. Actually, it was discovered here. I mean, we had it at other festivals, but it was here. It just so happens in the last minute, because I live here, they called me and said, "Do you have anything to show? We'd like to show something." And I said, "Yeah, I have this film." And I think, what the heck, I'll show it. And we brought it down. And in the audience was Roger Ebert. And he saw the film, fell in love with it. We had lunch the next day.
At the hardware store.
Okay, so this was clearly more than 2 or 3 years ago.
The world.
96.
I mean, yeah. Was it that long ago? Really, because I saw the film once, and I really remember it. It really impacted me. It's a very good film.
This film festival and Roger Ebert were responsible for the success of that film.
How about that? And, of course, your voice will be familiar to television watchers as Venus Flytrap on WKRP Cincinnati. And you were... And you were on Sister, and the two of you were together in the late and lamented Frank's Place.
Frank's Place.
I loved that show.
Oh, you should come see us again. Sometimes at the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts, we do a screening of episodes of Frank's Place on a Friday night.
Yeah. Really? Oh, that does sound fun.
And the creator and co-producer of Frank's Place, my partner Hugh Wilson, lives here in Charlottesville.
Right, of course. So now, is this your first day at the festival? Because I don't remember.
Yes.
And are you going to be introducing something today?
Well, we showed a film today that we exec produced. When I say we created an institute this year.
At the studio
At New Millennium Studios, called Legacy Media Institute.
Right.
And it's sort of an offshoot of the early days of Sundance. I realized... I've never had any success with getting anything of mine in Sundance. My stuff was always too soft. They like the harder edge black experience. And so movies like Once Upon a Time When We Were Colored was always seen as too soft and unrealistic for that kind of festival. And it always, excuse my French, but it always pissed me off. I said, one day I'm going to create my own Sundance. Well, this year was the launch of Legacy Media Institute. And we had a group of young, emerging filmmakers, international group, one from London, one from Cape Verde, Africa, by way of Penn State University, and 10 from Virginia State University. The emerging filmmakers, not all of them from college, and we all came together for a month at the studio, and I forced them into doing a documentary called The Enduring Saga of Pocahontas Island. And we premiered it here, first time in a film festival today, and I'm very pleased with not only the response, but I'm more pleased with the work that these young people did, and in a short amount of time, I mean literally 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
They did the research through editing.
And they did everything. Wow. They edited, they did everything. They even
shot it.
Among themselves, they picked the narrator, the host, on-camera host, and it's all their product. And I am, of all the things I've done in the 40 years of my business, being in the entertainment business, I'm probably more proud of this than just about anything I've ever done.
Well, that's really astonishing. So have they set the bar now? Are you going to try to make all films in 3 weeks?
No.
Hopefully four next time.
Yeah, hopefully four.
Yeah, give them a little breathing.
But we're going to start another workshop. We're expanding the institute. People who are interested in what we're doing, it's called legacymediainstitute.org. And I'm very pleased with the results of our first year of operation.
So tell me about the screening. How did the audience receive it? Did you take questions afterwards?
We were amazed at the size of the audience. Yeah. But Charlottesville always brings them out to the film festival. Jody's done a great job this year. And we were really surprised at the size of the audience. And the responses were all greatly positive. They were surprised, as you were, that the kids did it in 3 weeks, and the quality of the work stood with professional work.
Yeah, I'm very proud of these young people. When we first got the whole idea of the institute, unlike Sundance, that's a personal flap I have with Robert Redford. He and I, you know, had this flap because of When We Were Colored, but.
We'll give him equal time.
Yeah. Oh, no. He's done an incredible job. I'm sort of swatting at giants here, but the reality is, I admire him immensely and what he's done with the Sundance Institute. and we have and if flattering him and what he's done by taking a little bit of his early beginnings and trying to take and capture that with the Legacy Media Institute. But what I'm really proud of is that these young people are bridging the gap from the academics of mass communication training and journalism and film and TV production
in colleges
and in also in their own lives and when they're trying to get into the business. And we have thrown them into the reality of show business, the reality of making a product. And literally, I mean, in 3 weeks to tell somebody you're going to do this, you work for me. This is not academics. You don't get graded here. You get fact that if it doesn't work, you've cost me money. And they did it. And they cried. They did everything that everybody's supposed to do.
They were up till five in the morning.
But they did it. And to watch them this afternoon, when I watched them
stand up and take their accolades.
And accept, it was really a proud moment for me.
That's great. Now, so are you going to be screening this elsewhere?
Probably. I mean, we'll see how well it did here today. We'll probably enter it in a few others. But I mean, we're on to the next thing. I mean, I'm actually thinking about another project. Yeah, another project for them to do. Many of them of the first 12, I'm proud to say, 6 of them now have jobs.
Excellent.
Yeah, one of them is actually teaching a branch of media at the university. She graduated. Now she's in the master's program at Virginia State University, and she's teaching a course in mass communication. And 5 others are. And what I'm really proud of is that they have really been involved in the media service at VSU, and 4 of the camera operators for the sporting events, the football games, are all women.
Really?
Yeah, and they do the camera work and they do the editing. I mean, I am very proud of these young people, how they came in, they took the slings and arrows of the reality of show business, and out of it, they have emerged with a passion for the business that I had hoped they would have.
And how did you find, and how are you finding?
I found these.
Tell them how the Institute works.
Well, good news, bad news. When they came in.
Start with the seminars.
Well, we finished. They didn't know diddly. I mean, I was really a bit surprised at how little understanding they had of the reality. They had the academics. I mean, they're teaching great academics in these universities and colleges. But that sense of reality of what it takes to do what we do, they had no understanding. They didn't know what a C-stand was. They didn't know how to bend it and open it and put in a flag. They didn't have that. Nobody has the time in an academic setting to go through that individually. So there were some things that they really did not understand. It slowed us down. And I would like to see a bit more interaction. It proved to me the need for the Institute the way we operate. Our mission is to be a bridge between academics and reality. A bridge. We don't expect what we're doing to be the end-all of show business. We're our bridge. Yeah, we are our bridge. And I saw the need for that with these students, and I saw the change in their attitude and their passion. And that's really what we need. We need more young filmmakers with passion, not just with the idea, I want to make a lot of money and get 2 million YouTube hits. It's like, I want to say something. I want to evoke a passion. I want people to think about what it is that I'm doing as a creative person. I want to change minds. I want to use my propaganda in a way that alters the way people think about themselves and their community.
And the responsibility of creating these images. A lot of kids don't think about that. They just want to make a movie.
Right.
No, there's a images are very powerful, and they have to know the power of those images. So that's part of the Institute also.
Yeah.
And seminar sessions before the workshop go through the academic year with people coming in, writers and producers coming into the classroom through the Institute. And then during the workshop sessions, we also have professionals coming, cinematographers and business affairs people who can tell them, this is the form that has to be filled out so that you own this film when you get through doing it. The real mechanics and the professional...
And why you can't use Miles Davis in your movies.
And wonder why they don't
money.
Sell.
So you're both using your long contacts in the industry. You've worked with you're bringing people in from both coast and local filmmakers as well. Now are you both also teaching workshops?
I am not involved with Legacy Media Institute at all.
That's a paid political message.
That's a paid announcement for the IRS.
Yeah, no, she actually isn't. We have a board. I do some of the seminars, and I'm mostly history and hands-on sort of exec produce the projects. We have Ken Roy and other people, Robert Garver, and then we bring in our people, as you said, members of the ASC, cinematographers. We bring in writers, journalists, business affairs people, filmmakers, you name it, from any area, graphics people, people who do CGI and animated work. These young people are being exposed to people who are at the top level of their chosen field over a period of time. Much like, again, this is nothing I'm reinventing. Sundance did this years ago.
Sure.
But what is missing is sort of that more diverse global perspective.
Right.
Sundance has become a very elitist sort of, and for good reason. It really reintroduced independent filmmaking in America. There are independent filmmakers like myself who would not exist today were it not for Sundance
and
from the market they created. So this is not, I'm not play hating on Sundance.
Yeah.
Me and Robert, we got an issue, but I'm just picking on him because he's a giant. And I got that little Goliath thing, little David thing in me. But nonetheless, what they have done and what they continue to do is incredible. But we need something on the East Coast.
Yeah.
We need something that is more diverse, that takes on
a different culture,
the global perspective, and so that's why ours will always be international. We'll always bring in a student from Africa, one from Europe. We're going to always involve ourselves with historically black college in addition to mainstream colleges.
That's excellent. So we're going to see you back here next year.
Hopefully, yeah.
And what kind of projects do you think you might be bringing?
We're working on two right now. One in this project that we did on the Pocahontas Island of Petersburg. We want to go further with it because the early founders of Liberia, Africa, were from Pocahontas Island. The first president of Pocahontas Island was from Petersburg. I mean, not
Liberia.
Liberia. The first president of Liberia was from Pocahontas Island. And so we want to do the history of the founding of Liberia and take some students over to Liberia. And, I mean, our president, Virginia-born president Monroe, is responsible for the founding of Liberia in the 1800s. So we want to do a piece like that. I think it's a real interesting piece to show what was going on at that time in America.
Fascinating. And are you going to be attending the Virginia Production Alliance Bash?
No, we got to run.
No, you go dirty you dance run. For us, will you?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm headed out to L.A. to try to sell something.
And we've got to go tomorrow.
All right. Oh, you are. You're flying out. Well, in that case, I appreciate you taking a few moments to come by and talk with us. And we always look forward to seeing you here and look forward to seeing both of you back next year.
Ah, keep in touch with us. Look for stuff on legacymediainstitute.org.
Yeah, and send money.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much.